Hi, I'm Jervis Lewis, and in this video I'm going to show you what a shader browser is. We were discussing this, just to put it into a bit of context, on a Hivewire forum thread, and there were a couple of questions of what do you mean by shader browser. I believe I said something like, I wish Blender had a shader browser, and I just wanted to explain what I mean by that, and show you what that is on a couple of examples. I'm a little bit wet, I must apologize. I've just come from the outside and it's torrential rainfall down here in Miami. I believe it's rainy season has started and it'll continue until, I don't know, this time next year, I believe. I also have a bit of building work going on, so if you hear any sawing, banging, chattering things, that's, you know, that's just that. But anyway, let's hop into Carrara, because Carrara is one such program that has a shader browser. Both Carrara and DaStudio have it. So this is Carrara. I don't want to show you exactly how Carrara works. You know, I'm sure if you know Carrara, you know about the shader browser. And if you don't, I'll just explain the principle to you. So here I have three primitives. And if I render this image, I can see, well, here's one I've prepared earlier, really. These objects only have the default shader applied, so they look gray. DaStudio does the same thing. It applies when you create a primitive, it just creates a default material, nothing too exciting. Now in Blender, if I were to change the material properties of any of these objects, I'd have to go in, I'd create a new material, UV unwrap the object first, then I'd create a new material, then I set up my nodes, then I look at the rendered output, and then I keep tweaking until I'm happy. But if I'd have to start this process from scratch every time, that would be very time consuming. So in Carrara we have this this thing on the bottom here, the browser in general, and it contains anything from objects to backgrounds to lighting setups to full scenes, anything really. So in objects I could go in and drag in a tree to my scene, like literally just, you know, drag and drop. It's a bit of a large tree, so maybe I'll, you know, remove that again. But you know, basic objects and all that, so you can put anything in that you like really. And the same concept also works by dragging things from the scene into the browser if you want to save them. So it's a very quick and convenient way without having to head over to File, Save As, list of 95 items and guessing what is it actually that I want to save here. So that makes it very easy and convenient. And it also has the shader browser. So under the shaders tab, I have a huge list of any material I can dream of that kind of comes with Carrara already. But of course I can create my own objects just the same. And let me demonstrate how that works. So if I go and say this one here, marbled wax, for example, I'll just pop that on the sphere. Well, in fact, no, I'm going to put some metal on the sphere. Maybe this here, the blue aluminium, I'll pop that on the sphere. And I will use the existing shader because I think I've had that already. Perhaps some antique copper in the middle, and perhaps some, I don't know, some. Let me use the mauve granite on the cube, and perhaps we'll pick something for the floor. Perhaps maybe not terrain, but maybe something like wood. Yeah, European ash. Let's do that. And I can see kind of a preview in the viewport, but to see the real effect, I have to render this. And Carrara does all these things via procedure, so those are procedural shaders that I'm applying. So none of them work with texture maps. But they could work with texture maps if I'd set them up this way. So I can go in and change the properties of each shader. So the idea about that is that I don't have to start from scratch. I can start with something like that and then tweak the shader. So if I wanted to look at something like this cube here, I can see the base color is kind of a maroon, and it has kind of black lines with slightly lighter patches here, but there's also some kind of white stuff on the top. So how did they make that shader? I can then select this object and then head over into the texture room to edit the shader. And here I get a little preview of what that looks like. Just the generic shader. So think of a shader, in case you're not familiar with that expression, think of a shader of something like a generic material preset. So the difference between the shader and the material preset is that the material preset defines the surface properties of a certain object, but the shader is kind of a generic surface description. So if I apply the material preset for Victoria's skin onto my sphere, then I'd see that won't work because the material preset says, well, the head needs to look different than the body, and the fingernails need to look different than the teeth, and they have a different texture than that, and so forth. So the material preset takes all that into consideration, whereas the shader does not. It literally just looks at one surface, a generic surface, and says, this is what I can apply to it. So in this case, rather than go through the ins and outs of the how to set up a shader in Carrara, I'll just show you the basics here. So in my color channel, I have a mixer applied, a bit like the mixer shader in Blender, and I have two sources here. And the first one contains a color gradient. And if I look at that, I can see there's a gradient with lots and lots of points here. And it is getting the gradient information about where to poke it through from a cellular kind of texture that is looped. I can pick one here. And that kind of creates this effect. And that is how the maroon material is created. And then we have in the second source, we have a similar setup, which is also a color gradient with even more points. And underneath that, we have a fractal noise that describes how this gradient is applied to the second surface. And then in the color channel, I can then say how these are mixed together and with what, which is again with the fractal noise. So it's a very, very complex setup, and it would be impossible for me to, or very, very time consuming and difficult for me to set this up every time I need that effect. And that's where this shader browser is really handy. And likewise, if I have created a shader, it'll appear in here, and then I can just take it and drag it into the shader browser, and then it's saved. I can give it a name, and you know, I won't do that now, but that's the idea of a shader browser. So complex surface setup for any object that I can then go and drag onto here. So if I had material zones defined in any of these objects, then I could drag the shader in, and it would show me by hovering, it would show me the different material zones. I can drop different shaders onto different material zones. At least that's how it works in Carrara, or Carrera, depends on which part of the world you live in. Let me show you another example here in DAS Studio, because maybe that's more familiar to us. I've got a plane in my scene already, but I'm also going to grab a sphere, perhaps a 1 meter sphere, and pop that right in the middle of my scene. There we go. That's my sphere, and let's use iRay. iRay isn't particularly fast on my machine, so do apologize. I'm on my Mac. My Windows machine is much faster because it has a GPU, and my Mac, well, it's a Mac Mini, so it will never get a GPU, I'm afraid. It looks a little bit hot here, so let me just tone that down a little bit. I do that under render settings. Whoops, obviously leaving it open. In environment and the environment map. I've already toned that down. Okay, let's leave it as it is and come over to the surfaces tab over here. And usually what we have is the editor tab up here that shows us with an object selected the different material zones of an object. So this has a basic UV mapping on it already, which is nice. When you drop in a primitive in DAS Studio, it already comes UV mapped. But it only has one material zone, which is called default. Sometimes objects have, well, oftentimes they have more material zones. And in this case, you can select which one you want to apply a shader to. And then head over to the presets tab here. And you see this massive long list here under the shaders kind of palette here. If you open that up, everything that's not under the iRay folder is in fact a 3D Light shader. And in iRay, we find all the funky iRay shaders. So some come with DAS Studio in the defaults, what is it called? The DAS Studio defaults assets. And some I've purchased it. These ones are clothing presets from Diane. And all these little spheres here, they come with DAS Studio. So if I were to take, I don't know, this car paint sunburst, I can literally double click that if my surfaces are selected, and then DAS Studio will apply that shader to my object. I can also just select a single surface and then double click that, and then the shader will be applied to that object. So even Dash Studio has that, and it's again, it's a very convenient way for applying shaders. Now with Dash Studio, the thing is, this is, once this is rendered out, you can see it's a very kind of complex shader. It looks very beautiful when it's rendered out in iRay. You've got this reflection here and the metallicness, what's it called, the metallicity or something like that. And you can also see that the object seems to have a glow on the inside. Perhaps it's a reflection. We can't really tell. We certainly get the reflection from the bottom plane here. In fact, let me select the plane. Make sure it is selected here in the Surfaces tab as well. And then perhaps project some asphalt onto it. And if we do that, then the asphalt gets reflected in the sphere as well because it's so shiny. There we go. Well, while this is rendering, I will show you what this would look like in a node setup. And we do that in Dash Studio under the shader mixer. So first, let's select our sphere again. And in our surface editor, let's make sure the default surface is selected, because that's the only material zone that we have defined. And then we head over to the shader mixer. And you may be forgiven to think that this is actually the shader that we've just looked at here in the viewport, the orange thing, but that's not the case. This is just a default 3D light shader, in fact, that is present on every primitive when you bring it in. So this is the gray default material that I was talking about. If we wanted to grab the one from the sphere, then what we'd have to do is head over to, with the surface selected, over to File, Import from Scene. And we can select what we want to import, so in this case our material, hit accept, and then this takes a little bit of time because the shader is in fact massive. Look at this. These are all the nodes. These are all shader nodes that are interconnected, and they've been zoomed out so that we can see them all. But if I do, well, I can collapse this so we can get a bit more room. If I zoom in, we can see what a huge, complicated setup this is. So again, this wouldn't really be possible to set up every time I wanted to have an object that looks like the orange sphere that we've just looked at in the viewport. But you could, if you're really brave, you could add new nodes and make new connections between nodes. But really, I mean, it needs such an overhaul. This may have been fine for simple 3D light shaders, but in the iRay age, this really is not something humans can work with, which is why, thankfully, we have these tabs on the side, which basically represent this whole shader, and they update live too. So an advantage we have in Dash Studio. Well, there we go. So Dash Studio's shader browser is here under the Surfaces tab and under the Presets tab up here, and then you can apply shaders. You can also save shaders, but that works by heading over to File, Save As, and then you have here, you've got the material preset and you've got the shader preset, and that's the difference I've explained earlier there. Now in Blender, things are a little bit different, and I've prepared a scene here with the new landscape generator in Blender 2.79. Very exciting stuff. So this is the water and land thing, I believe. And in the rendered view, it looks a little bit something like this. Let me select that landscape. Yeah, great. So this is my shader setup in the landscape. It looks that, well, not complicated, but it looks that, well, complex rather, because I'm using a height shader here so that the taller parts of my landscape take on a different color than the lower parts. So I'm taking that from a texture coordinate, separating the z-axis out, and then I'm putting that into a color ramp, and that's just the default shader, and I'm mixing that together with a texture map so that we get a little bit of detail here. And the texture map is of course in color. I'll convert that into black and white, and then I'll add that to the displacement channel of my material so that we get a little bit of, you know, bit of extra detail there. But if I need this shader again, what I can do is literally either recreate it from scratch, which isn't really very convenient, or I could bring in a material from another Blender scene. So I would go file link or append, either one will work, and in it I would go and find, I don't know, something, a blend file, into which I can then dig in and either bring in an object with the material or directly the material. And if I do that, it would just be present in my Blender scene, and I could then choose it. But I don't really get, so that is something I could basically create a blend file with hundreds of shaders in there, and as long as I know what they are from the names, I could kind of apply them. But it would be nice to have a little preview, and it would also be nice to have something that would easily be drag and droppable, perhaps. But hey, my wish may not be far off, because for Blender Cloud subscribers, I believe something may be in the works. I mean, it's probably not a top priority right now, but what they have done so far already, let me go to a different layer. And in fact, let me just switch this back to the material view here. Go to a different layer, and I will create a new object, say a plane. And let me UV map that quickly by heading into edit mode, hitting U and unwrap there. Otherwise we won't be able to apply a texture on it. Let me create a new material here in the node editor, and I will just call that my plane. And in it I will create a texture, image texture, and just pop that into the diffuse channel. And because we don't have anything, we don't see it right here, but see what we have open, perhaps my gravel texture here. So this is how I can apply a texture. But if I don't have it on my hard drive, there's something very, very cool, and if you're a Blender Cloud subscriber, you can, and have the plugin installed, you can press, I believe, Shift Control Alt A, that's it, anywhere in your scene, and you get this browser. It's overlaid over your scene, and it allows you to bring in HDR images from the Blender Cloud that you can use for lighting or for backdrops. So that's very exciting. These images are free, by the way. As a Blender Cloud subscriber, you get these free. But you can also browse for textures, and that is very cool. So browse for decals, browse for nature elements, browse for anything, clouds really, doors, greebles, ground, anything. Let's pick a ground and see what we have here. A variety of things. Perhaps a ground path. Let me do that. Oh, here, ice clots, cobbles, tileable. Even better, perfect. I'll do that. I'll click it, it downloads the image from the Blender Cloud, and then, well, where's it gone? It's in my Blender project. All I need to do now is pick it from here. So we have, not only does it bring in the color map, it also brings in displacement, normal, occlusion, and specular if available. So sometimes you just get the color map, but other times you may get a whole series of things. So let's use the specular. Actually, sorry, let's use the color map. And there we go. We can now add displacement and all that to this if we wanted to. And I believe, so the shortcut again, Shift Control Alt A to bring this menu up. I believe they're working on another way to have a shader browser right here, where basically the same thing happens. You double click it, you pick a shader, and then it's available as a material inside Blender. So that's a shader browser. I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions, let me know either here or in the Hivewire forum. Let me take this opportunity to say it's really nice to meet you guys face to face. It's Hivewire is such a nice small community, and we discuss, I don't know, content creatory things and fiddly things. And I find that even though the larger forums are really nice, I find them a little bit, I don't know, it's like you're moving to a big city and you don't really know anyone. Even if you come there frequently and you found your niche, that's very nice. I do enjoy the Carrara forum over at DAS, of course. But the Hivewire community, I don't know, it has something that it's just this small village of people who are all doing this weird kind of hobby. And I don't know, I think it's nice that we meet there and discuss things and the things we learn from each other. I really appreciate that, and I like that. Anyway, I thought I just wanted to let you know that. Have a lovely day and have fun fiddling with 3D. Bye-bye.